Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Last Monday, I witnessed the clearing of the Palco Marsh by the police, city, and county officials. I was one of a number of clergy and others who were invited to be there as independent observers. The living conditions of those on the marsh is difficult to describe. It was appalling to see the filth, chaos, and litter, perhaps even more appalling to think of what it would be like to live in a flimsy tent on a flooded marsh in the middle of a Humboldt winter. They did not seem like happy campers to me. There was no running water, no sewage system, no lighting, let alone gas, electricity, trash service, etc. I thought the police, including Chief Mills, exercised a good deal of self-restraint and treated the occupants with respect. Chief Mills spoke to many of them personally. From my view, it was a successful operation and one that has been way too long in coming. I commend City Council for finally having the courage to act in the face of lawsuits and other things that paralyze us nowadays when it comes to tackling homeless problems. Now the sequel. I have since become aware that May is National Officer Memorial Month. So Tuesday of last week, the police were being recognized for helping us sustain a just and stable community, sometimes at great cost to themselves. During the ceremony, there were many expressions of appreciation for our police force, but there were a few who booed and even some who shouted obscenities specifically at the police. Chief Mills took umbrage at their expressions of disrespect. So do I. There are some who seem to respect no one except themselves, and I wonder if they even respect themselves. Those who think the police are disgusting only need to look at a real-time example of all-out anarchy in order to wake up and smell the coffee. So what happens when laws and peace officers are pulled back? It's not usually pretty. Here's my fantastical solution for the people shouting expletives at the men and women in blue. The shouters should visit Southern Sudan, where there is neither law nor order. Genocide seems to be the rule. They should go live in Latin America, where police are so often taking bribes that they are mistrusted as much as the drug lords. Or they could go back in time and see the walled city of Kowloon outside Hong Kong. It provided a glaring example of life without law and order. The walled city was a hideous den of violence and disrepair, a place where the law of club and fang prevailed, prostitution reigned, and opium dens compounded human misery. In sum, anarchy is what we have without a police force, and anarchy does not cultivate freedom. It feeds the fires of chaos and despair. Eureka's police force is not perfect, but they are working hard at becoming better day by day, and they are vital to the peace and prosperity of our city. Hurling insults at a peaceful assembly which honors the officers slain in the line of duty reveals the mean side of the human spirit, a meanness which seems to me to make the police necessary for civic tranquility in the first place. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.